Well, Shabbat Shalom. Let's give the Lord a great big shout in the house of David.
安息日平安，让我们在大卫之家给神一个极大的呼喊。
We're here and we're honored to have you here from the nations of the earth to celebrate Shavuot 5782-2022.
我们很荣幸和来自世界各国的你们一起在这里欢庆5782年2022年的五旬节。
It's time for the double portion harvest in your life. So let's give the Lord say, I'm ready.
这是迎接你生命当中双份恩膏的时刻了。让我们跟神说，我准备好了。
Go ahead, say, I'm ready.
我们一起说，我准备好了。Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're so excited to have you here. And what we're going to do is we're going to get started right away. We're going to go ahead and set this water, this pool, this immersion pool here at House of David in Fairland, Oklahoma, the house of the One New Man Embassy. We're going to set this water...in order in the courts of heaven for the proper alignment to release the Cyrus anointing in your life.
首先拉比说很高兴你们加入我们我们马上要上到天上的法庭为这个位于奥克拉荷马州大卫之家一个新人大使馆当中的敬礼池使池里的水在天上的法庭有正确的对齐好将古列的恩膏释放到你的生命当中。
So come on, let's give the Lord a shout.
我们现在给神一个呼喊。
Let's give a great big shout and decree order in the court.
所以随着我们的呼喊声，我们来宣告在天上法庭的次序。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So for those of you that don't know us, I'm Rabbi Kurt Landry, this is Christy Landry, and we're here in House of David, the One New Man Embassy in Fairland, Oklahoma.
对于不认识我们的人，我要向你们自我介绍，我是拉比克兰卓。站在我身旁的是我的妻子，克里斯丁兰卓。我们现在所处的位置是奥克拉荷马州，大卫之家一个新人大使馆。
This is the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Shavuot.
此刻就是五旬节，也就是周的节期。
And we're preparing. It actually is sundown tonight when Shavuot starts, and we're in the mikvah, the immersion pool.
我们此刻就在这个使我们能够 mikvah， 也就是能够洁净我们的敬礼池旁边。
We are here to be able to be immersed into what God has for us for the next 10-year season of time.
我们在这里要借着进入水中，领受神要为了未来的十年所分赐给我们的恩膏。
This I want to just share with you. This is not double baptism. This isn't water baptism into salvation. This is immersion into destiny.
拉比说，我要特别跟你们分享这样的敬礼。不是二次受洗，也就是说，它不是为了你得到救恩去受洗。这个敬礼是让你借由进入这个水中，展开你的命定。
It's no different than the ministry of Yochanan the Immerser, which many of us know as John the Baptist. But Yochanan the Immerser had a priesthood DNA in his life. His father was a high priest, but when the shift was being prepared, he did not and could not operate in the calling of God that he needed to be operating in Jerusalem. So he had to leave Jerusalem and go down the hill to an area called Qumran.
这与施洗约翰的事工是相同的，因为我们称约翰为 Yochanan the Immerser， 也就是为人施行敬礼的约翰。那么一般我们把它翻译成施洗约翰，而为人施行敬礼的约翰，他的父亲是耶路撒冷的大祭司撒加利亚，所以在他的血脉当中，他有祭司职分的传承。但是神放在他生命中的呼召，使他不能像他父亲一样， 在耶路撒冷传承这个世袭祭司的职分，所以他得离开耶路撒冷，到一个叫 Qumran 的地区。
Where he was immersing the priesthood that was going to birth in the Messiah, which would bring the resurrection power of the kings and priests according to the order of Melchizedek.
约翰在这一段的约旦河为耶稣基督施行敬礼，使耶稣基督在这里承接按照麦基洗德的等次所立君王祭司的祭司职分，带来死里复活的大能。
And in that immersion, they were not immersing into salvation. They were immersing into destiny, cleansing the priesthood, cleansing their robes, cleansing themselves for that which to come.
所以约翰为耶稣所施行的敬礼并不是为了得到救恩的受洗，而是要在水中进入他的命定，洁净祭司的职分，洁净他们的外袍，为即将承接的洁净自己。
On that fateful day, when Yochanan the immerser looked up, he saw his cousin, Yeshua the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, coming and walking. And he said these words, not literally, but close. He said, I am not worthy to immerse, not even to untie his sandal.
那天就在敬礼之前，约翰举目望见走向他的耶稣，他说，我连为你解鞋带都不配。我怎么能够为你施行敬礼呢？
But Yeshua said to his cousin Yochanan the immerser, he said to John the Baptist, he said these words, No, we must do this to set it right.
但是耶稣却对施行敬礼的约翰说，不，我们理当这样做，使事情进入正确的次序中。
And in order to set it right, they were at the Jordan River,Where Israel literally was transported from a wilderness mentality into a promised land mentality.
为了使接下来的次序是对的，他们就在当初约书亚带领百姓进入应许之地的这段约旦河。所以这段约旦河就是以色列的百姓打从心底从旷野进入应许之地的那一段约旦河。
And praise God that the priest put 12 stones there to honor that, and the stone at the top was the stone of the Kohen or the Levites.
那么赞美主为了尊荣这一切，当时他们将12块石头放在这一段约旦河的河床中，在上面的就是利未支派的石头。
Because Yeshua was the one who said, I do nothing lest I see my Father in heaven do it. He was a Messiah and also God incarnate on earth. The triune God. He was Echad. He was three in one.
而耶稣他说，子不能做什么，除非看见在天上的父这样做，子才做。耶稣是受膏的君王，是弥赛亚。是神的道成了肉身住在我们当中， 他是三位一体的真神当中的一个位格，这三位一体的真神是独一的真神。
He was there when he said, Let us make man in our image. He was there.
在创世纪一章二十六节，神说我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人的时候，耶稣就在当中。
He was there on the cross when he said, It is finished.
耶稣也是那位被钉在十字架上说成了的那位。
He was there when he said, I have given you, everyone who calls on his name, authority, to trample on snakes and scorpions, and to destroy all the works of the devil.
他也是那位把权柄赐给信他的人，使我们可以有践踏蛇跟蝎子。并且破坏仇敌一切工作的权柄。
That one who stood in that water said he must set it right.
这样的耶稣在那个时候站在这一段约旦河中，说我们来把次序对齐。
He was without sin. It was not baptism into salvation.
耶稣是无罪的，所以不要把耶稣所进行的敬礼当作是为了要得到救恩的洗礼。
We believe baptism into salvation once.
我们相信在得救的时候，透过一次的受洗得到我们的救恩。
But immersion was removed during the Constantine period from the church, where the circumcision of the heart, according to Colossians, when that which is cleansed in every season of promotion.
但是我们相信水的浸礼是要除去在每一个季节我们要经历提升之前，像哥罗西书所说的，让我们的心先受割礼。
Marriage, baby dedication, and high feast, that immersion is to cleanse us from that which has hindered us in the past so that we might move forward into the double portion harvest that you're going to do today.
在每一个季节的提升，像是你要结婚，或者是婴孩出生之后的婴儿奉献礼，以及在节期的至圣日所举行的敬礼，是要除去在过去拦阻我们的原因，使我们能够进入所要赐给我们的双份恩膏中，而这就是今天我们要做的。
Come on, let's give the Lord a shout.
让我们给神一个呼喊。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let's go into the courts of heaven.
所以现在让我们来到天上的法庭。
Father God, in the name of Yeshua, we come to you in one accord in one place, in the place that God has chosen for you. Say, this is my chosen place.
天父，奉耶稣基督的名，我们同心合意地聚在一处，而这个地方是神为我们所选择的。所以我们一起说，这里是神为我所选择的。
I receive the assignment.
在这里我要领受你给我的任务。
So I'm going to decree here, and I'm going to have you decree. When I do, I'll say decree with me, and then we'll repeat these words.
拉比说，接着我要来做声明和宣告。你可以跟我一起声明和宣告。
But I want to start off in the courts of heaven saying, whereas in the commentary on the Old Testament, Matthew Henry says that the Cyrus's name actually comes from the word meaning father.
但是在我们宣告跟宣明之前，我先到天上法庭来说，马修·亨利在旧约的评论当中，他提到古列这个字，实际上他的意思是父亲。
Say, Father God, decree that the anointing of the fathers and the mothers be released in us today.
我们一起来声明说，主啊，我宣告今天这个为父为母的恩膏要被释放给我们。
Whereas in Jane Hammond's book, Cyrus Tree, she says, and I agree, Christy and I agree, that the restoration of fatherhood is the key dynamic of the apostolic ministry being raised up.
拉比接着说，我和我的妻子都同意，在珍·哈蒙德他所著的《古列的声明》这本书中，他提到父亲这个角色职分的恢复，是使徒事工被兴起的关键。
God, we receive the love of the Father in heaven in our hearts today in Yeshua's name.
神啊，今天打从心底，我们要领受天父的爱，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Whereas Cyrus instructed the governors to treat the people as they were his children.
那么古列吩咐他的官长对待百姓要像是对待自己的儿女一般。
Thank you, Lord, you're giving us love for God's children.
天父，谢谢你把我们当作你的孩子，给我们你的爱。
Cyrus was prophesied by Isaiah 200 years before he released his decree to free the Jewish slaves. His life is a fulfillment of prophecy.
先知以赛亚在古列出生的200年之前就已经对古列发预言了。200年以后，古列真的成就了先知以赛亚当时的预言。他下令让当时作为奴隶的以色列百姓被释放。
My life will be changed today. I submit and surrender to the fact that I am a child of prophecy.
那比如说我们一起来宣告。我的生命今天就要被改变，我承认并且降服于我是预言中的儿女。
God's word and that which is written in my books be fulfilled in Yeshua's name.
愿神的话和被写在我生命册上关于我的事都要成就，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
The Lord a shout.
我们给主一个呼喊。
know just me now. We prophetically say tonight, today in these courts, that the prophetic ministry has the capacity to liberate men and women through divine revelation being received and the word of the Lord being released.
我们此刻在天上的法庭释放预言说，这先知性的事工能够透过神属天的启示以及释放主的话语来使人得到自由。
You say amen.
我们一起说 amen.
We know this because Jesus came to reveal his father's heart, the father's heart to the world.
我们能够明白是因为耶稣来将天父的心意启示给世人。
Cyrus came and he was predestined to the children of Israel to show them that their heavenly father's heart had not forgotten the promises.
而古列他是被预先命定来向以色列的百姓显示天父的心意，就是天父没有忘记他的儿女。我们一起说 Amen.
If you would agree with me, Father God, we release fresh fire on the water.
拉比说，请和我一起说，天父，请释放新鲜的灵火在水中。
Now our assignment in this hour and our mission, when I call it mission possible.Is that we bring the rulership of heaven, the government of the courts of heaven to earth.
拉比说，此刻我们的任务，我称它为可能的任务，就是将天上法庭的执政，也就是将它的统治带到地上。
When you say seek ye first at 12 o'clock the kingdom of God and his righteousness, where we understand that the answer is inside of you.
因为当我们按照先知性的时钟的模式来运作的时候，在一开始十二点钟的方向，我们提到要先求他的国和他的义。关于这点，我们要明白，神的国和神的义就在现场以及从网络上收听的每一个人里面。
It's Christ in you that's the hope and glory.
在我们里面的耶稣基督就是我们的荣耀和盼望。
Each and every one of you has the ability to change the earth in the courts of heaven first.
我们每一个人都能够以先上到天上法庭的运作来改变这个世界。
Say, I receive my assignment.
我们一起宣告说，此刻我领受属于我的任务。
Now, in order to activate that assignment, you need wisdom.
那么为了启动这个任务，你需要智慧。
Lord,I receive a mantle of godly wisdom with my Cyrus anointing.
我们一起宣告说，主啊，我领受智慧的外袍和古列的恩膏。
Understand what godly wisdom is. Godly wisdom is to stay in his rest, walk in faith, and live in hope.
拉比说，我要你们了解什么是属神的智慧。这样的智慧就是能够处在神的安息中，行在信心中，活在盼望中。
So if you would say this with me, we decree and declare to put on the mantle of wisdom. The Bible calls the skills for living well wisdom.
我们一起说，我宣告和声明，我要披上智慧的外袍。而这样的智慧是指因为圣灵内住。而有生活技巧的智慧。
Wisdom in the Hebrew is the word chokmah. It was originally used to describe the work of a weaver who wove the elaborate garments of Aaron, the high priest, in Exodus 28 and 3.
在圣经中，首先是在出埃及记二十八章三节，神在这里说，又要吩咐一切心中有智慧的，就是我用智慧的灵所充满的，给亚伦这位大祭司做衣服的织布工，使亚伦能够被分别为圣，给我供祭司的职分。
So today what you're doing, and today what you're doing online, immersing in your bathtubs that you sent me pictures of from Asia and around the world, you are immersing into...The fact that you are cleansing yourself from the old to put on the new.
那么拉比说，所以今天我们在这里，以及在线上的你们，不管你从家里的浴缸、游泳池，或者是任何的方式， 一起进行五旬节的敬礼，目的是要把穿着旧的外袍的我们洗净，穿上新的。
Say, Lord, I am putting on wisdom and adopting that lifestyle.
所以我们回应神说，神，我要穿上智慧的外袍，并且与新的生活方式接轨。
Let's say together, whereas the wise weaver, their skills of living well, according to God's plan, his plan for finances, his goals to grow by, his relationships, every other aspect of his life,According to the specifications revealed in God's word, I shall immerse into this lifestyle today.
作为一个有智慧的织布工，他的技巧是来自神的计划，神对财务的计划，神所指示成长目标的计划，神为我们所定准的人际关系，还有神的话语在我们的生命当中其他部分所启示的计划。今天我都要借着敬礼进入这些生活方式中。
Put on wisdom. I put on my high priesthood. The high priest and his clothing typified the ultimate high priest, Yeshua himself, the Messiah of Israel.
我穿上智慧的外袍，我承接祭司的职分。这大祭司和他的祭司袍，代表这位终极的大祭司耶稣基督他自己。他是以色列受膏的君王，是以色列的弥赛亚。
So it is imperative that we as weavers follow the God's exact specifications, priest's garment.
当我们作为一个心中有智慧的巧匠，我们必须严格的遵行神对祭司服装的要求。
Job said this, I put on righteousness, it clothed me. My justice was like a robe, a turban.
这祭司服装的要求如同约伯所说的，我以公义为衣服，以公平为外袍和冠冕。
The word of the Lord for 5782 is put on the double portion, and we decree and declare it now in the courts of heaven in Yeshua's name.
神在5782年对我们说的话，就是穿上双倍恩膏的外袍。我们现在就奉耶稣基督的圣名，在天上的法庭宣告。
Give him a shout.
我们给神一个极大的呼喊。
And the Lord would say unto you, Then he showed me Joshua the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him.
接着主对我说，他指给我看大祭司约书亚站在耶和华的使者面前，撒旦也站在约书亚的右边与他作对。
The Lord said to Satan, The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not the brand plucked from the fire?
耶和华向撒旦说，撒旦啊，耶和华责备你，就是拣选耶路撒冷的耶和华责备你。这不是从火中抽出来的一根柴吗？
Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments, and he was standing before the angel.
因为此时约书亚穿着污秽的衣服站在使者的面前。
And then he spoke to those who stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And him he said, See, I have removed the iniquities from you.I will clothe you with rich robes and new mantles.
他对站在面前的说，你们要脱去约书亚污秽的衣服。然后他又对约书亚说，我要使你脱离罪孽，要给你穿上华美的外袍。
And I said, let us put on a clean turban on his head.
我说，来，将洁净的冠冕戴在约书亚的头上。
So they put on clean turbans on their head, and they put on the cloth on him.
于是他们把洁净的冠冕戴在约书亚的头上，为他穿上华美的衣服。
And the angel of the Lord stood by. The angel of the Lord admonished Joshua, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, If you walk in my ways, and if you keep my commandments, then... You shall judge my house. Likewise, having charge of my courts. I will give places for you to walk amongst those who stand here.
那么耶和华的使者站立在约书亚的旁边，这使者就告诫约书亚说，万军之耶和华如此说，你若遵行我的道，谨守我的命令，你就可以管理我的家，看守我的院宇。我也要使你在这些站立的人中间来往。
Joshua, the high priest, you who companions who sit before you, for they are a wondrous sign. For behold, I am bringing forth a servant, the branch. Say, Lord, we're your servant.
大祭司约书亚啊，你和坐在你面前的同伴都当听，他们是做预兆的。我必使我的仆人。拉比说，我们一起来回应神说，神啊，我们就是你的仆人。
For behold the stone that I have laid before Joshua, upon the stone are seven eyes.
看哪，我在约书亚的面前所立的石头，在一块石头上有七眼。
For behold, I engrave its stone and say to the Lord of hosts.
万军之耶和华说，我要亲自雕刻这个石头。
And I will remove the inequity of that land in one day.
并要在一日之间除掉这地的罪孽。
In that day, says the Lord of hosts, everyone will invite his neighbor under his vine and his fig tree.
当那日，你们个人要请邻舍坐在葡萄树和无花果树下，这是万军之耶和华说的。
Father God, in the name of Yeshua, we decree that Shavuot 5782-2022 is that day.
天父，奉耶稣基督的圣名，我们声明和宣告，5782年2022年的五旬节就是你说的这日。
It's that day.
就是这日。
Let's give the Lord a shout.
让我们给神一个很大的呼喊。
Why are you here?
所以你们来到这里的目的是什么？
Why are you home in your bathtubs, hot tubs, pools, and whatever else you're putting yourself into?
为什么在你的家中此刻你要进入你的浴缸、游泳池，或者是任何你实行敬礼的方式？
Because Paul explained this immersion this way.
因为使徒保罗以这个方式来解释敬礼。
In him, you are also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands by the putting off of the body of sin of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
这是写在哥罗西书二章十一节的。你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
Didn't we just hear the word of the Lord that said, "Remove"the filthy robe, the filthy garment.
刚刚我们不是才听到主耶和华说，要为约书亚脱去他污秽的外袍、污秽的衣服。
Say, Father God, collectively surrender our old garments, wash ourselves from its influence, cut the soul ties, and immerse into the double portion of our harvest.
天父，我们一起在这里卸下我们旧的外袍。并且洗净这个旧的外袍对我们的影响，剪断和它所牵连的魂结，借着敬礼进入属于我们双份恩膏的收成中。
The God, we're bearing our sin in Yeshua in this immersion in which we are also being raised with him through faith in the work of God who raised him from the dead.
神，我们借着敬礼将我们的罪与耶稣基督一同埋葬，也在敬礼的池中，借着我们的信心，在耶稣基督里，以神使耶稣基督从死里复活的功，与耶稣基督一起活过来。
On this Shavuot, fire that burned in the tablets, fire that burned above their heads, burns in my heart, burns out the dross, and burns in the instruction.
在这个五旬节中，那个篆刻十诫在石板上的烈火，以及在马可楼上出现在门徒头上如舌头的火焰，现在也燃烧在我的心中， 烧尽我心里的一切草木禾秸，然后把神的指令借着灵火刻在我的心板上。
Father God, I decree that I am dead in my trespasses and the uncircumcision of the flesh.
父神，我宣告我已经在从前的过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了。
But praise God, he has made us alive together as one new man with him.
赞美主，他使我们一起成为一个新人，在此与他一同复活。
Having forgiven all my trespasses in Yeshua's name.
奉耶稣的名，已经赦免我一切的过犯。
Having wiped out the handwriting of the requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross.
又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们、有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上。
Today, I believe by faith, favor and honor, Yeshua, having disarmed the principalities, the powers, having made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it today.Over sickness, poverty, doubt, unbelief, fear, pride, and anything else will be buried in the water today.
今天我相信凭着信心、恩典和尊荣，耶稣已经将一切执政的、掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就借着十字架夸胜。所以今天所有的疾病、贫穷、怀疑、不幸、恐惧、骄傲，任何的事都要被埋葬在水中。
Thank you, Lord. Give him a shout.
主，谢谢你，我们给神一个很大的呼喊。
Come on, give him a real shout.
我们给神一个很大的呼喊。
So as we close this, I want you to understand that you're in House of David, the One New Man Embassy.And we are truly where Jews and Gentiles come together for over 20 years as one new man.
在今天结束之前，我要再一次的强调，这里是大卫之家一个新人大使馆。这里犹太人和外邦人一起成为一个新人，在这个地方已经超过20年了。
Apostle Paul, who birthed the one new man, said it this way, To me, who am the least of these of all the saints,This grace has been given to me that I should preach amongst the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to make all see what is the fellowship of this dream.
揭开一个新人这个身份启示的使徒保罗，他说，我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里面的奥秘是如何安排的。
You're in that fellowship right now. You're experiencing it.
拉比说，我们每一个人现在就在这样子一个新人，也就是犹太人和外邦信徒彼此团契的奥秘中，我们正在经历这样团契的奥秘。
Which is from the beginning of the age and has been hidden in God.Who created all things through Christ Jesus.
这个奥秘是历代以来隐藏在借着耶稣基督创造万物之神里的。
We are returning to the ancient of ways.
我们要回到古道中。
But he says this, and we decree and agree with it, to the intent now that the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities, powers,And heavenly places.
现在我们要认同并且宣告使徒保罗所说的，就是神要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
Father God, we decree your church is essential, and it shall prevail and take authority over all the work of the enemy.
天父，我们宣告你的教会是必要的，并且教会要拿起权柄。胜过仇敌一切的工作。
So Lord, according to your eternal purpose, which he has accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access and confidence through faith in him, therefore I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is for the Lord's glory.
这是照神从万事以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。我们因为信耶稣，就在他里面放胆无惧，笃信不疑地来到神面前。我求你们不要因为我为你们所受的患难丧胆，因为这些都是为了神的荣耀。
We decree now that in this water, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think.
我们现在声明和宣告，在这个水中，因着神运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想。
We seal this work in this water.
我们封存神在这水中的工作。
We seal this work in this water.
我们封存神在这水中的工作。
In Yeshua's name, and everyone
奉耶稣基督的圣名，我们每一个人都说 Amen.
Give the Lord a shout.
我们给主一个呼喊。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what we're going to do is this impartation is different than last night.
拉比说，此刻我们要分赐给你们的。和所分赐的外袍是不一样的。在这个敬礼仪式当中，所分赐给你的，是你将你的自由意愿对齐你的神。
You are coming in according to God's patterns, and you are saying to the Lord, I will immerse into a new lifestyle of walking in the Spirit, not in the flesh.
你根据神的时间表来到这里。对主说，我要借着敬礼进到体贴圣灵而不是体贴肉体的新的生活方式中。
I ask you that everything in my flesh that derails me from walking, not walking by faith, all fear that hinders you be buried in this water.
任何在我的肉体当中，例如恐惧，使我没有办法行在信心当中的，我都要将它们埋葬在水中。
Amen.
Amen.
This is your free will choice.
这是你自由意愿所做的决定。
Say, Lord, I have faith. I have favor and hope in you.
我们说，主啊，在你的里面，我有信心，有恩典和盼望。
And so what we're going to do is, our family, we're going to go in first. And as your apostolic leaders, I'm going to ask you to follow us.
拉比说，接下来我和我的家人们会一起先进到水中，而作为你们的使徒领袖，我要请你们接着跟我们一起进入水中。
Everything we're asking you to do, the lifestyle is what we have been living, not perfectly, but we have followed this pattern for over 30 years.
因为任何我们要求你们跟我们一起这样做的事情，也就是这些模式，我们已经依循了30年。
And if we're your covering,then we're asking you to follow us.
如果你是我为你们的属灵遮盖，那么我要要求你们跟着我们这样做。
Not worship us, just follow the pattern.
这样做不是要你们把我们当作偶像，只是要你们遵行我们已经遵行的模式。
And if we're going to be in one accord in one place,We have to have that cultural agreement that's why we're immersing into that today. And that includes all of you online, and there's many more of you online than here, but that we agree that we are going to immerse into that of the Ancient of Days.
如五旬节所说的，如果我们要同心合意地聚集在一处，那么我们彼此要有一个文化上的认同，这就是为什么今天我们要在这里一起进到水中施行敬礼，不光是此刻在现场的会众，还有在网上收看收听的家人们，而且我们知道在线上的比在这个现场的还要多，所以我们要借着敬礼来认同，是的，我们要遵行古道。
For the Lord says I'm blowing a trumpet in Zion to awaken the body to the old paths.
因为神说 我要在锡安吹角，使基督的肢体向着古道苏醒。
For I shall erase that which Constantine and Elvira and different decrees have made to steal your calendar and your identity, says the Lord.
我要借此抹去从康斯坦丁大帝艾维拉会议以来仇敌偷窃了基督肢体属于神的力和真实身份的罪孽。
For I will send my fire at 5782-2022.
5782年2022年五旬节，我要倾倒我圣灵的烈火。
And tonight at 6 o'clock, I'm going to reveal through the prophet the way of the ancient path.
那么五旬节拉比要释放，借着先知神所启示的古道。
For you shall know how to walk, says the Lord. For my ways are easy and my yoke is easy. But narrow is the way and pressured is the gate.
主说，因为你们要知道如何走在古道上，因为我的道路是容易的，我的轭是轻省的，但是路是窄的，门是小的。
And few that find it.
只有少数的人能够找到。
I have called you. Are you hearing my trumpet sound, says the Lord.
主说，我在招呼你，你听见我的号角声了吗？
Are you hearing the trumpet and the breath of the prophet? For he is speaking life to you.
你听见号角声和先知的气息了吗？因为他正向你述说生命之道。
For in the midst of wars, rumors of wars, plagues and destruction that is coming, you it shall not touch your dwelling. For I'm releasing Psalm 91.You shall abide under the shelter of the shadow of the Almighty. It shall not come near thy dwelling.
即使国攻打国，民攻打民的风声四起，瘟疫跟毁坏接二连三，但是这些灾不得临近你。我要释放诗篇九十一篇的祝福给你。你要住在至高者的隐秘处，住在全能者的荫下，这灾不得临近你的居所。
For you shall immerse into me, and I will immerse into you, says the Lord.
主说，因为你要借着敬礼进到我的里面，我也要居住在你的里面。
That the fire that burnt in the tablets and wrote the instruction confirmed in the church when they were in one accord with cloven tongues on the top of their temples.
那个在几千年前在西乃山把十诫刻在石板上的灵火，成为在马可楼。同心合意聚集在一处门徒头上如舌头的火焰。
For I will burn it into your hearts as you cleanse yourself in this water, says the Lord.
主说，当你进入这水中洁净你自己的时候，我也要以同样圣灵的烈火燃烧在你的心中。
I will circumcise your heart.
我要以它为你的心行割礼。
I will cut the soul ties to the feelings and the emotions of the past.
我要砍断你的过去在你的心里所造成的魂结。
And I will release your true identity of that which is written in your books, says the Lord in Yeshua's name.
奉耶稣基督的名，主说，我要释放那写在天上属于你生命册上你的真实身份给你。
Is going to go in first, if you would come.
所以现在我和家人们要一起先进入这个水中。
It's great that the staff actually held back one of the tallits. I gave Robert my tallit. But they kind of had a feeling that, well, maybe Rabbi would actually give away his and we may have to have a second one. I don't know where they ever got that.
那么在使徒韩若伯来大卫之家分享恩膏的外袍的时候，拉比把他自己古列的外袍，也就是古列的祷告经送给韩若伯。那么拉比说，感谢我的同工，他们好像预先知道，所以他们在这个祷告经销售一空的状况之下，为我多预留了一条。
Christine, I love to give things away.
拉比就说，我和我的妻子喜欢把东西分享出去。
But what we're going to do is, Patty and Tony, as you walk in, they're going to put the tallit on you.
那么但是在下水之前，拉比把披在他身上这个珍贵的古列恩膏的外袍
交给祷告事工部的两位主任。
他们会站在池边，当大家鱼贯进入这个池子的时候，他们会先将祷告巾，也就是骨裂的外袍为你披上。
And so this is going to be your point of contact for the Cyrus anointing.
记着这个动作，象征你触碰到骨裂的恩膏。
I just say that because we've walked in that anointing for a lot of years. Amen.
这样做的原因是因为在过去许多年当中，我们已经运作在骨裂的恩膏中。
Amen.
And so we're releasing that impartation. It's symbolic.
所以借着这个先知性的行动，
象征我们将骨裂的恩膏分赐给你们。
But as we take the family in, and as the Osballs come in with us, because they're our family as well.
那么接着，我跟我的全家人以及提姆牧师夫妇要一起进到水中。提姆牧师夫妇也算作我们的家人。
As we go in, we're going to immerse together, and we're going to decree that Lord let all the filthy garments, and they're not.Like filthy, like I'm talking about. Listen, I want my own way. You know, Lord, I don't like you waking me up at 6:30 in the morning to pray. I'd like to pray at 10 o'clock. 10's good. No, 6:30's better. I'm just talking about total surrender of character. How many need help in that other than just me?
拉比提到，当我们要一起进行敬礼的时候，目的是要除去我们身上污秽的外袍。那这个污秽的外袍代表的是。我们总是想顺着自己的心意而行，比如神叫我六点半起来祷告，我说不要，我比较喜欢十点。拉比说，除去污秽外袍的目的在于使我们能够全然的顺服神。所以我想知道，除了我之外，有谁在顺服神的旨意上面也需要圣灵的帮助，使我们能够完全的降服于神。如果你也像我一样，请你举手。结果在现场有许多人举起了手。
Praise God, I'm so glad you raised your hand.
拉比说很好，赞美主，很高兴你把手举起来了。
I'm just saying, you know that all of us, amen. The only one in this room that doesn't need this prayer is Jesus, amen.
是的，我想我们都需要做这样子改变的祷告，因为在现场唯一不需要这样子祷告的只有耶稣， amen.
But praise God, he's in the water.
但赞美神，耶稣现在在水里等我们。
Praise God, he is. Come on, praise God.
是的，我们来赞美神，耶稣在水里面等我们。
So you're going to enter tonight, and you're going to immerse in at your homes, and we're going to enter into a new season.
所以现在我们就要进到水中，你和你的家人也要一起进入水中，接受这个敬礼。我们要进入一个新的季节了。
Instruction very clear prophetically of how to walk this out.
我下一次的信息将很清楚的先知性的告诉你们要怎么样行出来。
And let's go ahead and get started.
拉比就对家人说：“好，现在就让我们来行敬礼吧。”
Shabbat Shalom.
祝你们平安。接下来的敬礼，请透过视频观赏。